I've got two scriptures that I'm going to bring to start off with. Probably quite well-known scriptures. First one's taken from Luke chapter 2, verses 15 to 20. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that's happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in a manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told to them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. And then the second scripture is taken from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judah, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." And then also verse 11, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Here we have two well-known incidents. The shepherds visit at the birth of Jesus to give praise and worship. And the wise men visiting sometime later again to worship and to give unto Jesus. Two well-known passages which are talked about at this time of year. Probably stories which we know off by heart. Some may have heard them as little children being taught to them in schools. It's something which doesn't tend to be done nowadays. Schools seem to have forgot a little bit about the nativity and things like that. They have a more generalised kind of a theme and things like that. But I remember as a child participating in nativities, either at schools or at church, and actually being a shepherd or a king. And you think at the time, with these stories, about the giving at Christmas, because that's when these two stories are related to. But probably in both these stories, they wouldn't understand everything about the story of Jesus Christ. They went with full hearts, both the shepherds and the kings. And the wise men, should I say, or however you want to translate Magi. They went with full of hearts, ready to give what they had. The shepherds ready to give praise and worship. The kings, or the Magi, to give their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They didn't go in the expectation of receiving anything back. They didn't go with the expectation of actually meeting the greatest gift that had been given. And that was Jesus himself. At this time, we generally give gifts. It's something that happens at Christmas time. We give gifts to each other, to family, to friends. Do we expect anything in return? Or is the satisfaction in the fact that we've given? In 2 Corinthians 9 verse 7 it says, each of us should give what you have. Decide in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. I was taught from a young age to give, to be a giver, whether in deed or in material things. And more importantly, to give and not expect something back. And probably most of you here today was brought up in the same manner. The gift of Jesus was different. The gift of Jesus was that the gift that came to give. An interesting question here. So what's the gift? What gift is Jesus giving? Well, he could give me many answers. And I'm one that believes in participation and think that everyone should have an active role in ministry and an active role in telling others of the ministry given to them. So I'm going to give you an opportunity now, an opportunity to describe the gift of Jesus to you. Now that might be interpreted in many different ways, because I believe the gift of Jesus is not a gift which can be described in one sentence, in one way, because the gift of Jesus is interpreted in many different ways. And it's a gift which keeps on giving. It's a gift which gives to the situation and gives to each of us individually in a completely different way. Now, some may respond here this morning in the same manner, speaking of a similar gift given to them. But I'm expecting that everyone will have a different answer, because Jesus' gift is a gift that will meet you and meet the need that you need exactly when you need it. So I'm going to start at this side. And each of us can just say in one word or a short sentence, a gift from Jesus. Let's begin.
He gave us his church. He
gave us peace.
Security.
Hope. Love in our hearts.
Amen. Now, have you noticed something? We've all spoke of different gifts. We've all spoke of something which the gift of Jesus has met. Jesus is a total package. I like it when you get a package through the post. Even though generally you know what's coming, you know what's going to be in the package, but getting the package and opening it and seeing what's inside, I really enjoy that. Jesus is a total package. A package which gives complete satisfaction. Jesus is the rescue package for every situation. Yeah. In James 1, verses 2 to 5, it says these words, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking in anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, whom gives generously without finding fault, and it will be given to you." I think in these few words here, it speaks of our Lord, our Jesus, our God, the giver. And that's what this time of year is all about. The shepherds and the wise men, the Magi, came to see Jesus. They came with full hearts, to give worship, to give praise, to give gifts unto Jesus, unto the newborn. But Jesus was the gift himself, the gift for each of us, the gift that is all-encompassing, the gift which can meet every situation, the gift which can meet every need, the gift which can meet any trial that you might face, the gift which will complete, which will make us whole, the gift which is not lacking in anything. Whatever we have need of this Christmas time, whatever we have need of at any point within this coming year, whatever we've had need of throughout this past year, that one perfect gift which was given to each of us, which was given freely, can meet that situation. Jesus is the gift which adapts, which molds to you, which you can form a bond with. Jesus is that gift which changes. Jesus is the gift for your situation now, for your situation to come. Jesus, the gift for your rescue. Amen.